Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. Many farming operations have already begun to weigh their options as to how to best handle the effects of AB 1066 in the coming years. Dave Phippen is co-owner of Travail & Phippen Incorporated. They grow, pack, and ship their own almonds. Phippen noted how the 8-hour limit on farm workers will impact their operation.
I can't speak for others in the industry. For our company, Travail & Phippen, it's going to have no effect. We were already abiding by the 8-hour rule because if you're a processor of almonds, not a grower, you have to pay a time and a half anytime over 8 hours.
Their operation is already ahead of the curve when it comes to the 8-hour workday. Phippen commented on some of the reasoning for adopting that type of schedule.
Because we move our labor from the packing shed out to the fields and back again, we just adhered to the packing shed labor rate or overtime rules rather than the farm overtime rules. So we've actually been living under 1066 for a number of years.
More from Dave Phippen after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
The company has employees that can fall under either the 8-hour limit or 10-hour limit depending on the workday because of how their operation is set up as being vertically integrated. Phippen noted that became too burdensome continuing to deal with regulators who constantly questioned their compensation policies.
Yeah, we did that a number of years ago because we were challenged by the authorities. They would come here and say, this guy, one time we're saying he was a packer and he was under the 8-hour rule, and another time we're saying, no, he's a farm worker, he's under the 10-hour rule. And it just became too difficult to track, so we paid everybody by the 8-hour rule, thereby alleviating any argument with the authorities about whether we were compensating our people properly.
This is California Ag Today.